whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Billy Quirk. He is the pharmacist and owner of Seaside Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Westerly, correct?
Correct.
All right. Yep. Well, welcome to the show, Billy. It's nice to have you with us.
Yep. Good morning, Mike. Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to meet someone new and find out a lot of new things. And I have a whole list of things that I've always wanted to ask someone that works at a pharmacy. And you not only work at the pharmacy, but you have a little more interest than that, right?
Yeah, I work for a big box for maybe 33 years down in Westerly. And I always wanted to have my own store. And it took 30 years to get my wife to say yes. And we've been open almost 6 years now.
Wow. Well, great. So a local town business, and that's the kind of thing we love to promote here at WCRI. People are always a little bit more comfortable, I think, when they know the people involved. And so with that statement, let's find out a little bit about you. You said you've been in the area for 30-plus years. How about before that? Where did you grow up?
Well, my family is originally from Rhode Island. I was born at Women and Infants Hospital, just like everybody else my age.
My son was born there.
And my parents, my dad worked for McGraw-Hill, and I went to high school in Smithtown, New York.
New York, okay.
And then,
where is Smithtown for people that aren't familiar with that?
It's on Long Island.
It's near
Port Jefferson, about halfway out.
So you were extremely rich.
No, just hard-working Irish family.
That end of Long Island, not the other end, right?
Right, not the Hamptons.
All right.
But, both my parents graduated from the University of Rhode Island, and my dad kind of forced me, but I ended up having a track scholarship, and we used to vacation up here in the summers, and after I graduated, I just wanted to stay here down in Westerly. It's just a great, great beach community.
It's a
great place to raise a family.
And your wife is from this area too?
Yeah. Lorraine's from Rhode Island. Yep.
Okay.
I met her at another pharmacy that we worked at.
You worked together at a pharmacy, one of those big box places?
Yes.
All right.
A little over 30 years ago.
Wow. All right. Well, that's great. So local boy makes good. Finally made the move out of the big box and got your own place. And before the show aired this morning, you and I were talking just to get to know each other. I asked you about your name, and you said Quirk had an interesting definition that I wasn't aware of. Now, Quirk, to me, is always somebody that's quirky or, you know, just a little bit different. But it's comes from a drafting instrument, right?
Yeah, it's on the protractor.
On the protractor, okay.
One of the turns on the protractor. So
right.
It's like a, God, what did we say? Twist of fate.
Yeah.
So
all right. We'll see.
It's Irish too. So
Irish, and are you fully Irish, pretty much?
Irish and Scottish.
Irish and Scottish. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a great mix. Let's get into the pharmacy business now. For years, you worked at one of those big box places, and the opportunity came along. Was the building you're in now a pharmacy before you took it over?
No. I think it was a mattress store. We're right next to Applebee's at Dunn's Corners.
At Dunn's Corners.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts next to us, too.
Okay. Now, I was in Dunn's Corners just a couple weeks ago at the Dunn's Corner Church.
Mm-hmm.
That's not far from there.
It's right across the street.
Really?
Right across the
street. Is there a Dunkin' Donuts in that plaza?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. See how well
easy in and out, too. Very easy. If you're in a rush or have a busy lifestyle, it's very easy to in and out of our store in a couple of minutes. That's what we try to do, get these things done quickly so you're not waiting half an hour, 45 minutes for a prescription.
So there's no long waiting or sitting area that you have to sit. I've been in
occasionally
some...
we do have a line.
Well, sure. You know, well, that's good news.
And we'd love to have more lines.
Right. but that's not your intention. Like some of these places make the waiting room so nice, it's like, well, I guess I'll just go sit there for an hour and a half while I'm waiting for my prescription. But that's not the case with you. Now, people that need prescriptions, I've always been confused about, you know, the pricing. And you never see advertisements, at least I don't remember any, of one pharmacy saying, I can get you such and such pill cheaper than the other pharmacy.
Most people have insurance today, and your copay 99% of the time is exactly the same. You'd pay it at a big box. If it was a $5 or $10 copay, it'd be the same at Seaside Pharmacy.
So in other words, whatever the price is, let's say it was $35 for the prescription and your copay ended up being $5, whether the price was a $35 at one place or $40 in another place, you're still going to probably pay $5.
Well, the cost of the medication is the same.
It is the same.
We're part of
A fair trade kind of situation?
No, we're part of a 4,000 stores now, a little over 4,000 stores. It's a buying group. It works like a co-op.
Okay.
So sometimes we can get things less than Walmart.
Wow.
With our contracting.
Okay.
But it's a battle to get things at a particular rate of, you know, the buying power.
So as an independent pharmacist, if I could call you that, you're not out there on a buying circuit trying to buy...
No. The co-op is right. Very, very active and lobbies also for us.
Right. Okay, so that's how that works. See, well, continuing to learn things about where this stuff comes from. Now, occasionally, certain things will come along where everybody's, I got to get this, I got to get that. There's this new drug, there's a new vaccine or whatever. You run into that kind of situation where something...
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Right now, there's a shortage of the shingles vaccine. And we're lucky enough that our buying group did buy quite a bit of this a couple months ago, and we have plenty of Shingrix, which is used for shingles, in our inventory right now. We don't have a shortage.
Okay, shingles vaccine. Now, I remember years ago, many years ago, my aunt had shingles, and that was the only person I knew. It's not an extremely common ailment.
It's very, very common.
It is
very common.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but it's maybe one out of six elderly people can acquire that. It's in your body from chicken pox.
I was going to say I knew it was from measles or something like that.
Yeah,
chicken pox.
Right. The virus is always in your body, and it's when your immune system gets weakened or compromised, that's when it can just rear up and.
So if you had chicken pox, you're suspect.
Correct.
Okay, so I had chicken pox when I was a kid, and now that I'm elderly, I should probably be getting...
Definitely. This is a brand new vaccine, and it's been out maybe a little over a year. It's made by GlaxoSmithKline. There was an earlier version made by Merck, Sharp and Dohme, and that's probably been out about 10 years, but we're not using that anymore because that's maybe 60% effective. The new vaccine is 96% effective.
Wow.
It's a two-dose series.
Yeah.
After the first dose, you have to wait at least 2 months, but no later than 6, to get the second dose.
So now people can come into Seaside Pharmacy, make an appointment?
No appointment needed. No, we use it as... we put it in our regular prescription flow, and it might be like a 20-minute process.
Okay, and I mean it's a shot, right?
Correct, and most insurances do cover it.
Okay, and this is something that you personally would be doing, or you have
correct?
Yeah,
correct. So. You have to have a pharmacist administer it.
You have to have a pharmacist do the shot. You don't get a high school kid coming after school and say, line them up.
No, but we do have students from the University of Rhode Island, pharmacy students. Mm-hmm. That are very capable of giving administering the vaccine to.
Right. So now when you say students, is this like an intern program that you have?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. From University of Rhode Island School of Pharmacy.
Okay. Which has been around for quite a while, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It used to be Rhode Island College School of Pharmacy back in the 50s up in Providence.
Okay.
And then I think in the late 50s or mid 50s, they moved over to the University of Rhode Island.
All right. So now... Yeah. Well, since we're touting the University of Rhode Island, is there a vaccine you can give the basketball team?
No, huh?
Just one of those years.
It's just just been. I'm a big Rhode Island basketball fan myself.
Yeah, yeah. I've had the privilege of singing the national anthem at many URI games over the years.
Wow, Mike. I didn't know that.
You probably watched me and didn't know, but that's all right. I didn't know you were in the audience, so there you go. So the internship, is that something that has been going on for a while, or is this new with CCI?
Oh, no. Well, since our opening, we've been involved, and I was also involved with the chain pharmacy that I worked with. And we usually get, anywhere from two to four students every year that come in. And the best thing about this process is they come in green.
Sure.
And then after, 5, 6, 10 weeks, it's a good feeling to see them grow and learn.
Absolutely, and, Well, that's a great program. That I'm sure helps the students tremendously. Now, is it usually one at a time, one for one semester and then another for another?
Yeah, usually it's one at a time. We've had, in the summer, sometimes we get two at a time, but that's very rare.
Okay. And that's something you work with the university to figure out who's coming when?
Yeah. There's maybe 60, 65 preceptors and locations that the students can go to.
Okay.
It might be less than that.
Yeah, but quite a few.
Yeah, throughout Rhode Island.
Well, that's a great thing. About the size of the pharmacy now, when I was growing up, pharmacies were on every corner. It was, they were all independent, or they were Rexall pharmacies, was kind of like the co-op group, I guess, back in the day. I can remember, I would go to one down the end of my street. My cousin had another one that he would go to. I mean, they were everywhere. And the big box stores, I guess, have kind of taken that over. But now I see a trend of it.
Well, just in this particular region. New York State has more independents by far than the chains. So does California.
Really?
The Midwest. It's just that New England, the chains have, kind of like shutting us down.
Right.
But there's been a resurgence in independent pharmacies. Since I've opened up my own store, we've had, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new ones in Rhode Island that I know of, and 3 in Connecticut.
Excellent.
In New London or, Eastern Connecticut.
Yeah, the Eastern Connecticut section. In our listening area, really. So that's good news. So that I think the independent pharmacy is so important, so that you feel you know the people. You're going to be there next week. You're not getting transferred to another pharmacy.
No, in all the surveys that are taken, the independent pharmacy ranks number one in customer care as far as compliancy, making sure people are taking their medications correctly and on time.
All right. Well, we have a lot more I want to talk about, but we're going to take a short break, and we'll find out more about Seaside Pharmacy in Westerly, Dunn's Corner area. And Billy Quirk will be back with us after these messages. We are back on Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Billy Quirk of Seaside Pharmacy in Dunn's Corner section of Westerly. And it's a individually owned, if you will, independent pharmacy, not part of one of those large chains. And we've been talking about all the advantages of that kind of situation. Easy to get to, easy to park. And Billy, you mentioned to me that one of your goals is to have people come in, not wait. They get to fill their prescriptions and get out as soon as possible.
Right. It's, well, that's what we try to do, but right. people do linger, which is perfectly fine with me.
Well, yeah.
And I get a couple of great jokes every day, too. So
now, see, I have never gone into a pharmacy and joked with the pharmacist, so I'm going to the wrong place.
You are. You are.
I got to drive from Providence down to Seaside Pharmacy to get my stuff.
If you do happen to have to wait too long, we have a nice little seating area with a 60-inch big screen TV, but usually I have the golf channel all the time, too.
Well, wait a minute. What about football and what about the Patriots or, you know, things like that?
If they're on. If they're on, yeah. Okay. We'll put the Red Sox on or the occasionally the Yankees.
What?
But
wait a minute, you don't want to lose.
But usually we have the golf channel on. I'm an avid golf fan.
I have a friend of mine that's a commentator on the golf channel. His name is Matt Adams. I don't know.
Nice. I'm pretty sure I recognize the name.
He was in Rhode Island for quite a while and then moved down to Florida to be a regular on the golf channel. And his son has actually been on one of my programs here at WCRI. CJ Adams starred in a Disney movie called The Odd Life of Timothy Green. Yeah. And so we had CJ on. They've moved down to Florida now, but that's my story about the golf channel. So are you a golfer yourself?
Not as much as I used to. I'm hoping to get more involved with it. I try to play at least once a week.
Yeah.
I've
played once. So you probably don't want to play with me. But now, do you enjoy playing with people that are really good, or would you rather play with somebody that's like me that has no clue what they're doing?
I'd rather play with someone who's very good.
I'm sure nothing is more frustrating than waiting for somebody or trying to keep up with you, right?
it's okay. I'm a very relaxed person, so you do fine with the group I play with.
All right, let's get back to the pharmacy as such. During the commercial break, you mentioned that it's an advantage to have some of the students coming in from URI. You get to know them, and an interesting thing you mentioned was you get to find out what's new, so you have like this update constantly.
Correct, yeah. It seems like you're still in school with the students coming in. It's and they also help keep me young,
right?
You know, being 60, it's refreshing, and it's they come in kind of green, not really knowing what's going on, and then after like maybe 6, 7, 8 weeks, it's a great feeling to see them grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and usually they end up working for us, too, for a couple of years. So it's a great opportunity for both of us.
Almost like an extended interview period. Mm-hmm. If you like them, you keep them, right?
Yeah.
that's a great deal. Now, you mentioned that you were older than 45. We'll leave it at that.
Substantially.
But, sometimes age brings awards and things like that. I was privileged myself to get one, and it was only because I have the longest running program on media in the arts, and so I received an award. But I think you've received an award recently, right?
Yeah, I just was notified last Tuesday that I'm receiving the Rhode Island Pharmacy Preceptor of the Year Award next month.
And what does that mean?
Very, very. He just recognized by the students and faculty for doing a great job in their externship program.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's the kind of thing I think people like to hear, because people want to know that prescriptions are very obviously very personal and important to people, and they want to feel that they know the people that they're working with. So they see you, they tell you a joke, and you give them their prescription and on their way. And occasionally they'll sit down and watch a golf channel with you.
Yeah. We try to keep it more of a relaxed atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And then you get to learn more about your patient, and it's easier to help them with their needs the better you know them. You treat them as a family.
Right. How far does that go? Okay, I come into you and say, I've got this itchy feeling in my neck on the back of my neck or something. You're not a doctor, and you don't necessarily prescribe things.
Well,
right?
we know what the medications do and how they affect your body.
Right. Better than the doctors, I'm sure.
Well, we're all nurses, pharmacists, physicians. We're very, very schooled.
Right.
And we concentrate more with the medication. A physician, you know, knows his field and medications mm-hmm. within his field, and he's very comfortable that way. We have to know all the medications and
right,
and all the various disciplines.
Do you ever have a situation where someone comes in and says, I worked with this doctor and they gave me this, and then I was at another doctor and they gave me this, and is it okay to take the two together, that kind of thing?
All the time. All the time. And that's, computer systems help us greatly with all the new medications also.
Okay. So as to what works with what, right?
Correct.
Or doesn't. Right. More importantly, what doesn't.
The advancements in DNA is amazing. Rather than, it's getting so exact that in the day we used to have to try 2, 3, or 4 different high blood pressure medications to find out which one might work best for you. Mm-hmm. But with the new DNA research, it's narrowing it down to we can get very specific onto which particular antidepressant or blood pressure medication will work with your particular DNA.
So that's
getting that specific.
It's
getting
basically computerized now.
It's getting better and better every year.
Okay. And I'm sure that's part of where those younger URI students can help out a lot.
Greatly.
I know for me that would be a challenge. But now the other things I wanted to just talk about is we mentioned that vaccine for the shingles that you have, and you have ample supply. Do you have a website that people can go to or a phone number they can call if they have questions?
Yeah, well, we just added a new phone number, and we're going to start advertising that in the next month or so. It's a very easy number. It's 322-1010.
So 322-1010, okay.
Yeah, we just put those on our bags, and next time we do our labels, we'll be putting that on our label.
All right.
But we still have all our original phone numbers.
So if you have if you've been to Seaside Pharmacy before and you have questions, you can call the number that's on your prescription, or is the 322-1010 working now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there you go. So area code 401 if you happen to be over the water and
in Connecticut.
Now, can Connecticut customers come in and buy stuff?
Yes.
No difference?
Yes.
There's no state restrictions?
No, we accept all insurance.
All insurance?
Yep.
So if you're in Pawcatuck or you're in that area and it's only a few minutes ride right through the town, and then you get to Dunn's Corner, and that's where they're located.
We also have an app that you can use, and our website, which we use Facebook more than our website, but you can order prescriptions through our website too, and that's SeasidePharmacyWesterly.com. It's SeasidePharmacyWesterly.com.
Okay. So the SeasidePharmacyWesterly.com, and you can go there and you can actually order your prescriptions online.
Correct.
So they're waiting for you when you get there.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the app, you can use the app also. We also have an app.
Okay.
And you can look at your history of your, you can even print your history at your home from that app. You don't even have to commit to the store.
Okay. Now, you explain when someone picks up their prescription, obviously, how many things they should take, when they should take them, that kind of thing. And
correct.
Any precautions they should have?
Mm-hmm.
And do you find that people get confused lots of times about, is it okay to take this as much as I need it? And, that kind of thing? Or is it pretty straightforward?
It's usually pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So the older you are, there might be a little more confusion.
Okay.
And so we try to take more time with our elderly customers.
Now, the pharmacy itself, I have not been there yet. I've been close, but I will stop in. So
you've
I haven't
driven
seen
by
it.
For a coffee.
I drove by for a cup of coffee. I was real close to you. But I will stop in next time. Is there other products available in the store, or is it strictly a pharmacy?
Oh, no, no. We're very, very competitive priced with the big boxes. We have, you know, toothpaste, Band-Aids, Coca-Cola, potato chips, sunscreen, cosmetics. And our cosmetics, in a lot of cases, are a lot less than the big boxes.
Really?
Which it's hard to... People have a perception that a small independent pharmacy is pricier than a big box. Mm-hmm. But things have changed where the big boxes are now charging and the public is not getting a great break anymore. And now with our co-op that we're involved with 4,000 stores, a lot of our items are a heck of a lot less expensive than the big box.
So the big box.
We can't mention prices on the radio station, but we are substantially less than the big box.
So I'm imagining that it's I don't want to say a full service. It's not a supermarket, but you can certainly get snacks.
We have snacks, you know, quick pickup items.
Yeah,
you know, things for the beach.
Right, it's a great stop by.
Cards. We have a great card selection. Probably
greeting cards.
Greeting cards. We have the best selection in the town of Westerly of greeting cards.
Wow. Okay.
We also have a lot of souvenirs. Westerly hats, T-shirts, Musquamicot hats.
That's...
Charleston T-shirts, sweatshirts.
So this is the place to go for everything. You got people coming in from out of town. They want a souvenir.
Yeah.
Somebody's not feeling well. You want to send them a get well card.
Keychains.
All right, so this is the place to go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So a good stop on if you're listening to this and you're not in the Westerly area and you happen to be going down for a vacation or something this summer, make sure you check it out, Seaside Pharmacy in Dunn's Corners. And it's a great little section of Westerly. It's easy to get to. That's the from
extremely easy.
Yeah.
Right on Route 1.
Right on
Post
Road.
Yep.
So if you're going to go down and maybe you're from this area, going down to Theater by the Sea or something like that during the summer, stop in at Seaside Pharmacy. It's just down the road, maybe 10, 15 minutes or so.
And it's on your way to the beaches.
On your way to the beaches. And not far from the entrance to the airport, right? The airport.
Yeah, we're a wee bit, maybe a mile and a half,
yeah,
2 miles away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just a matter of a couple minutes. It's
right, down 70, Route 78, as you're going to the airport and just
take a left. Yeah.
And maybe a mile and a half down the road on the left-hand
side.
There
you go. So it's easy to find. And just about, I think we covered so many things with the greeting card section, and you can pick up Coke and chips and snacks and so forth like that. And a full line of cosmetics. That kind of surprised me when you went there, that you would be more competitive than the big box stores. So people should check that out.
On an average, 20% less.
Wow, that's amazing. That's something that too bad you can't. Now you're saying you can't advertise the price, or you can't.
No, we can't mention that. I've been told that by another competitive radio station.
Okay,
We can't say something's $8.99 or.
Okay. All right.
You know, get Cokes for 99 cents. We're not allowed to say that.
All right. Well, so we're asking you as a WCRI listener to support Seaside Pharmacy, who supports WCRI by advertising on the station, and that brings you the music that you listen to every day. And so check them out. They can find just about whatever you need there. That's great. So besides prescriptions, there's lots of other reasons to stop in.
Yeah, one of the reasons that I really wanted to do this was we were constantly being asked for, you know, donations to give back to the community when I worked for the big box. Mm-hmm. And very, very, very rarely did they even give $25.
Yeah.
So that was one of the reasons I did start this, is to give back to the community, you know, in its form of donations. Mm-hmm. We've given a donation to the Westerly Chorus. Mm-hmm. Numerous events that happen in town. The American Cancer Society, they have a great walk every spring. Yeah. We donate for that. And, Westerly High School has a graduation party at the end of the year for the seniors, and we donate to that. So there's various things we're trying to give back to the community. Rather than having the money leave our community, with the big box so they can build another big box at another town.
Well, there you go. So there's a great reason not only to stop in and tell Billy a joke, maybe get one back, and be feeling like part of the community. That's what the Independent does for you. And we thank you for those donations, and we thank you for coming in today and telling us a little bit about your business. I'm sure there's lots more to learn, so I'm encouraging everyone to stop in, introduce yourself, and say, hey, I heard you on WCRI. Thanks, Billy, for coming in.
Michael, thank you very much for this opportunity. Thank you.
And we'll see you all next time on Company Break.